Okay, we wanted to give you a little bit of background about our county before we start about the program. And the good thing about our county, Manatee County has over 314,000 acres in production agriculture. And we rank seventh in the state as far as agricultural sales. Our total value for agriculture economy impact is $2.36 billion. And we have, it's also estimated that we have over 30,000 jobs in Manatee County that are related to ag and natural resources. So we are still somewhat of an agricultural county. We have many problems that the farmers and the agriculture community have to deal with. One of them that's quite significant is an aging workforce. And we all know that. I think we're seeing that across the board. And it's significant, so significant that we feel that there's a need to inspire the younger generation to consider careers in agriculture. Also, we would like to expose them to science, technology, engineering, and math in an innovative and fun way. And last but not least, since our county and many others are becoming more and more urbanized, we need to teach the younger generation that agriculture is important to their county, their state, and to the United States.
Okay, so because of these objectives, we decided to initiate a program. It's called Green and Growing Youth Field Day, and we've been doing it now for about 4 years. And it's a collaborative program between several agents in our office, our 4-H Youth Development Program, Vegetable Agent, and Horticulture Agent. And so what we do is we get these kids to come in on a day, typically in March, which is a teacher in-service day, and they have the day off school. And so the parents bring them in, and we start at the extension office, and we talk to them a little bit about 4-H and the benefits of being involved in agriculture. We're really kind of targeting. We want the kids that are already involved in ag, but we really are targeting those that, you know, have never had any kind of introduction to agriculture at all. And must we go? That's the question that they kind of ask when they first come in. They look tired. They'd rather be on their iPads, but that changes pretty quickly.
Okay, so we do, after we do introductions with everyone, and a lot of times these kids don't know each other, so it's really cool to see that they're making new friends and they're learning about ag in during the day, too. So we take them to different nurseries and greenhouses, and we want to show them a lot of different things. And we have quite a diverse group of agricultural folks in Manatee County. So here we took them to a native plant nursery. And at all of these places, they talk to the owners, they talk to the growers, the managers. And for instance, here they talk to them about production, about pest issues, about what it takes to run a business and what they would need to know to run this business.
We're going to show you some photos of different places we've been over the 4 years. And this one, we went to a place called Ellington Tree Farm, and the kids got to see the trees actually being harvested and hauled off. We arrived at the perfect time. They got to see a tree pulled up with a spade, got to get inside the spade, and then they learned about, you know, that trucking is actually a really big part and another option for an agricultural career.
So, again, we have another nursery that's one of the largest holiday crops in the country, and this is one of their locations. So we took them there. We want to make sure that they see diversity. And, of course, we took them in the spring before Easter and Mother's Day. So they saw Mother's Day crops, Easter crops, lots of flowering crops. It just gives them exposure to a lot of different ideas.
One of the things we try to do is provide a hands-on experience for the kids. So whether it's, you know, here at the nursery or it's at the extension office, we always do some kind of planting. So here, of course, they're transplanting marigolds, but they get to take these home with them. And so they really get their hands dirty and see what it's like to work in the business.
It is all about swag and the take-home, too. Yes. So we're very lucky in Manatee County that we have also a large aquaculture industry. So because part of our county is coastal, we go from coastal to farmland. We have a broad range. So, and we're also very lucky that we're close to the University of Florida's Research Center for Aquaculture. So we took them there. It was so much fun, and it was amazing to see these participants look and say, I can work, get paid for fishing, or I can work and get paid to raise fish. You know, this was a new concept to them. And then, of course, the gentleman, one of the professors that was there, he pulled out this sturgeon. And he was kind of like pushing it in their face, here, pet this, and it was so funny. Even some of the chaperones were backing up. So it was quite an entertaining time.
Okay, we also went to a riding therapy farm, which is really cool. I mean, this place focuses on children that have sensory issues and may have some disabilities and really kind of gets them to focus and calm down. And when they were there, they got to learn about how to handle a horse. So they got to groom the horse. They got to ride it. They learned how to measure a horse in hands. And it was really just an eye-opening experience for them.
Okay, so we also go to farmlands, and again, they talk to the owners. It's amazing how many of these participants and the bus drivers that have no idea that potatoes are under the ground. The funny thing about this is that they were allowed to pick. We like to do a lot of hands-on with these kids. So they were allowed to pick or dig potatoes. So we told them, you know, hand them a bag and said, dig 4 or 5 potatoes. Well, they dug a bag full of potatoes, and the potatoes ran through the brush the whole rest of the day.
And we've got about 27,000 acres of vegetable crops in Manatee County, and so we try to go to different places. It's really amazing how the kids just, they see a tomato on the vine rather than just in, you know, out at the grocery store. And, you know, it's all hands-on for them, so we've been to just a variety of different places.
Again, talk about variety. We have strawberry growers. We have blueberry growers. We have all sorts of growers, and we really try to cover the gamut. We do, because the kids seem to really like this, we do have participants come back, and they bring a friend with them that hasn't come. So it's good to switch it out.
Again, this is a hands-on thing, and these kids are learning about pollinators. One of the producers that we went to had this display where you could turn it around, and the kids were looking for the queen. So they learned the importance of pollination in not just fruit and vegetable, but also nursery crop production.
This was, you know, we have a lot of packing houses also. This was really cool. This packing house actually has equipment and cameras that take photographs of the tomatoes, and they call them out, you know, with robotics. And so we're telling the kids, you can do this. You can, you know, you can come up with new ideas, new equipment. Again, something different that they would never think about.
Typically, we stop at one of the nearest research centers. This is Gulf Coast Research and Education Center. And we take the kids into the labs, and then we take them out into the field. In this particular one, they were learning about strawberry breeding, and they got to hand pollinate some strawberries and just learned about how intricate the process is to develop a new strawberry variety.
And then they went out into the fields. We handed them a Ziploc bag and said, again, 5 strawberries. Of course, the grad student said, oh, we're finished with this field. You can pick as many as you want, kids. So they picked all the overripe ones, ziplocked their bags, and then threw them at each other. They, you know, smashed them on the ground, sticking their fingers through it. They didn't have strawberries. They had jammer juice.
And, of course, we brought the researchers out that worked at the center, and they talked a little bit about just different things. This gentleman here on the lower picture, he's our weed scientist, and he talked about competition with weeds and herbicides and how they're used in strawberry crop production. We also talked a little bit about tractor safety, and this gentleman actually lost part of his finger in a tractor accident. He's the production manager there at the center, and so that, as you can imagine, had a really big impact on the kids.
I think some of us know Dr. Dang. He's here presenting. He's great with kids. He adapts to whatever. And they loved him. He really engaged them. It's great. All of these specialists were very helpful. So this is quite a conglomeration of folks that work together to make this program.
Okay, we always make a trip into the entomology lab. Entomology is my background, so it's something that I love, but the kids seem to really love it too. They got to look under the microscopes and see the insect collections. They actually had one of those microscopes that was connected to a monitor, so they got to see thrips that, as all of you know, are extremely tiny. They got to see them blown up really big, and they were quite impressed with that.
And then, of course, throughout the day, really, we're bringing STEM in to all of this without them knowing. So that's a good thing. But we also, you know, heat of the day, we're going to, you know, they're complaining about, even though they're Floridians, they're complaining about the heat. So we took them inside. We're dissecting owl pellets. We're doing experiments with dry ice. We take them outside and we do a nature scavenger hunt. We have a bug bingo, lots and lots of different STEM projects that they're going to have fun with.
As Martha mentioned, it's all about the swag. So this is the stuff the kids get to take home. And we get donations, we purchase things for them, but they get this bag at the beginning of the day. The one in the back, the blue one, has our emblem on it, Green and Growing Youth Field Day, and they just come away with all kinds of goodies. And like in any extension program, we have to survey them and we have to justify our reasons for having the program. And so we found that with kids, it's easier to do a verbal survey rather than a written survey. And so we did that at the end of the program, but then we also did a six-month follow-up with them. And we had some really great results. We've had about a 39% increase in knowledge pertaining to agricultural science, a 36% increase in knowledge pertaining to commercial ag production, and most exciting for us, the 20% increase in potentially pursuing a career in agriculture. And in the follow-up survey, we had about 88% who felt that buying food locally was important, and locally doesn't necessarily mean in Manatee County. It can be produced in the U.S., and they were able to tell their parents about that. And then they also realized that most insects are beneficial. A lot of kids are scared of bugs, but they learned that they can really be beneficial to gardens. And, of course, fun was had by all.
And there's also some cons. So registration's always been a problem for us. We really try to stick with 20 to 30 youth because we want to make sure that we can do a lot of hands-on with them. But parents don't sign up until the very last minute. And it's really hard to plan. Are we going to have the program with only two kids? And then a day before, we have 25 kids. That's a difficult one. Time of year. First year that we did it in the summer because they're off, right? They need something to do. Well, that didn't work because it was too hot. There's nothing in our fields. So we changed it to the spring. That was a little bit more helpful. But then there's a problem with, oh, I have a day off. I don't want to show up. So also we had some issues with food. The first couple years, we only charged $15. Really, that was just to get them to show up. We actually cover the cost through our programming. And it's a little bit of a problem because you know that there's all sorts of food allergies and gluten-free and this and that. And you have it on your registration for them to fill out, but they don't fill it out. And they come into you and they say, oh, I can't eat this. And then you have nothing for them to eat. So we actually pulled back and said, okay, so now you're going to go ahead. We would like you to bring your bag lunch with you. We'll supply water and snacks. And it's a little bit easier, but it still can be very difficult. Of course, you know that we've had problems with picking too much. That's always going to happen. And then a very few cases because, honestly, our fees and our fees to them are so slight that we've had a few parents that have realized that it's cheaper than going to daycare and paying for that daycare. And we've had a few babysitting jobs where one year, we had this kid that we had literally would sit down in the middle of a nursery or in the middle of a huge farm and say, I'm not going any further. And we'd have to pick him up and carry him. So we've had a few of those. And, of course, I said something to the father. I said, you know, your son seems really tired. He says, oh, yeah, we didn't give him his medicine today. So, yeah, so there's been some of those issues, but you have to work with it. So thank you. And does anybody have any questions? Sure. No, we're good. We actually do. The research, both of the research centers that we go to are in the next county. And so we do, we don't go too far because we only have a day. And if you start going to, we try to go in one general area. But, you know, we have so much in our county and the border of the next county that we almost don't need to go too far away. We have quite a diversity.
Units around the state and sort of having them mimic what you're doing?
I think that's a great idea, and there are a lot of individual programs that are going on, you know, that, you know, maybe it's something very similar. We haven't reached out yet, but I think that's a great idea.
Yes. Well, mm-hmm. I've about just started at mine,
Oh, are you really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, you're welcome to contact us. We can help. Yeah.
Please feel free to contact us.
Okay.
Anybody else? It's a fun program. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a specific age range?
Sorry. We do 8 to 13. You get much older than that, it's not a really good mix. And what I've noticed, and I think you have too, that it ends up being, we have a few eight-year-olds. We do have a little bit of an issue because we have a pretty large homeschool contingency, and they don't want to send their kids unless they come too. We can't take every parent. But we found that we end up with a lot of 10 to 12-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Though the longer the program goes, last year we had a lot of 13-year-olds because a couple of them had been there before, mm-hmm. and they love it. And they're like, okay, they walk out. We've had them say to their parents, they come in grumbling. When the parents come to pick them up, they're like, no, I don't want to leave yet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have that they bring their friends that have never done it before. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing. So, anything else? Thank you so much.
Thank you.